you have not reached Jimmy. You have reached my voicemail. That said, leaving me a voicemail is probably the worst way to get information to me. Hang up and text me, because I will get back to you much, much quicker. Chances are I'm running right now, and I will not listen to the voicemail for like a month. And I'll take another month to get back to you. So again, hang up, text me, and I hope you're having a rad day. Ciao.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jimmy Dean Freeman, we're calling you here at Trail Runner Nation because we understand you're completing a run, a tag team run from Chicago to where, Faith?
California.
Chicago to California on a leapfrog type event where you're going to be running a marathon a day for 18 days. And we were supposed to talk to you, but apparently the sound engineer here didn't get the wires crossed and tied in the right time before you had to jump out of that cush wagon.
Madden hauler.
your Madden hauler, John Madden hauler.
Yeah.
And run your 26.2. So we'll call again in a bit. Hope you're having a great time. And I know you're doing some good work out there. We'll talk to you soon, Jimmy. Bye. How about that, Faith? Should we give him another try in a bit?
Yeah, I think we should.
All right.
I'm just gonna say you have to raise your game right now because this sucks. You're better than this, Scott. Scott, you are better than this.
Okay, so we ready? Go ahead, yeah. Scott. Kick this thing off.
I'm not nervous. I got this. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Recording.
And it was a miserable, miserable day for me.
Jimmy Dean, good to get a hold of you. Faith alerted me that she saw something on Facebook or Twitter with a large bus with your face plastered on the side of it. And I said, what is he up to? Jimmy, what are you up to?
I'm a part of a program called Run It Forward. We are running from Chicago to Los Angeles via the Mother Road, Route 66. There are 8 ultra runners, and we are running in a rotation, kind of a hood-to-coast relay on steroids. And we've got these 4 amazing soccer moms who are crewing us along the way, and a videographer and a couple of physical therapists.
Oh.
And couple of motivational speakers. And along the run, we're stopping off at schools along the way, and we are doing school assemblies on chasing your dreams, and we're doing fitness and health expos where we're doing a mile to a mile and a half run with the kids, and we're preaching health and fitness, and we've brought a dentist along with us who is doing acute care dental screening, and then they're setting up the kids with dental coverage with some more local dentists who have waived their fees to take care of some of these kids that are in more of the poverty-stricken areas. And then after we leave, we're going to reinterface with each school and send them a program they are calling Track in the Box. Mm-hmm. And it's a program that started in Sacramento called Equal Start, and you may have seen the Be Change moniker on a lot of running shirts. If you're going to run, run for a reason. And these kids at Oak Park Elementary in Sacramento are kind of the model school for this. One of the moms that volunteered decided that one school wasn't enough and didn't understand why we weren't rolling this out to more schools. So she came up with this idea to run the Route 66 as the backdrop and hit as many schools as we could along the way. We're going through 8 states, and we're hitting more than 8 schools, and we'll end up in Santa Monica on June 1st if all goes according to plan.
Well, that's awesome.
So how many miles are you into the run at this point?
We literally just had a little photo shoot at the halfway point. So we're 9 days in.
It wasn't virtually, it was literally?
Yeah, literally, we're at about 1,200 miles as a team in 9 days.
And how long did this idea take to put together, and what was the inspiration behind it? I know you said there was a school in Sacramento that it's modeled off of, but how did you guys get in touch with this mom that was local, and how did the whole thing start?
Erica Small actually was working at this school. She was volunteering for the Equal Start program, and she's, you know, a Granite Bay resident, I believe, and she's an activist, and her and a couple of her friends are like, this is an amazing program. Why aren't we scaling this? So she went to the founder of the program, Jason Harper, and said, we have to do this at more schools. We have to show other people what we're doing and how to do it. And so that was the direct inspiration behind the program. They've been working on this for 15, 16 months. It's been a long time. They talked to me about this a year and a half ago. And to be honest, Jason is a good friend of mine now. And whenever Jay Harp comes up with an idea, he knows that he has a universal yes from me. And we've gone down the road on probably 4 or 5 different projects together. And they're all big ideas. And sometimes these big ideas can't, you know, survive the weight of what they're trying to do. And with this one, I heard about it, and I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Of course I'll do it. Got closer and closer, and we're getting logistics on airports and day-by-day itineraries. I realized that it was going to happen. And of the 8 runners, 4 of them are SoCal Coyotes. Got myself, Kate Martini Freeman, Sin Dule, and Kira Henninger. Mm-hmm. And with 3 runners from the Sacramento crew, got Jason Harper, Erica Small, basically the 2 founders, mm-hmm. and Ray Sanchez. Mm-hmm. And we've got Dave Carter out of Texas and Oklahoma originally, but he now lives up in Wyoming. And it's quite a mix of personalities. There's a lot of great people out here. And then we have 3 additional moms and just a lot of dynamic personalities. We're having a blast. It's exhausting. A couple nights ago, I got to sleep. Last night, you know, I think I got about 4. And, you know, the past 2 days combined, I did 33 miles 2 days ago, 19 miles yesterday. I'm just about to start my first leg today. It's 96 degrees. We're on a dirt road part of Route 66 in the middle of open fields in Texas.
So do you have off-road tires on that Madden hauler or what?
We're not on the, we've got the bus, and then we've got 2 crew vehicles. So we've got a, Enterprise Rent a Car as a part of the program, and, we've got a Chrysler Town and Country minivan for the long stretches of crewing, and we've got a, Hyundai Sonata for the, shorter stretches. And me and Tim are a 2-person team, with one of the, soccer moms, Jen, manning the wheel, and, Tim is getting into 96-degree miles right now, grooving in his tunes. We just drove by him, smiling. It looks really windy. Hopefully the wind is helping with the heat. But we just got done with the school assembly probably 3-4 hours ago. It was kindergarten through 4th. And we have this, you know, program that we do for the assembly called Dream Big. And BIG is an acronym for Brave, Inspired, Go. And we roll that message out and talk to them about the runs and talk to them about healthy living and exercising, and we roll on to the next spot.
Give me some details. I've got a couple questions for you, Jimmy. Are you ready? Number one, I want to know what this bus looks like, because here's what I envision. I see a hot tub in the back. I see a cooler full of just anything that you want to drink, eat, and probably a masseuse in there that's taking care of you along the way.
Got to be an ice bath in there, right?
There's an ice bath. I think it has tunes going. I see it as the luxurious running vacation. That's what I'm envisioning. Am I close to the truth?
Okay. That's how they got me to say yes. They rolled out all the
And?
And spot is, we're lucky to get a shower in the middle of the day. Both cars and the bus smell like a dirty armpit.
Oh,
we've got we're lucky if we're able to get laundry in once every fourth day. And last night I was doing laundry until 4 in the morning, just because it had to get done. It was just this mildewy bag of rancid scum. After, you know, running, basically I ran 8 different legs in a 2-day period in like 30 hours. I had 8 different runs. And it's exhausting. It's, you know, but every part of it, there's really, you know, the only glamour is the wrap on the outside of the bus.
I've seen that, and it actually looks very, very cool. You guys did a very good job on that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think that was the other part of the yes when they mocked that up and they said, and your face will be on the side of this. And you're thinking, well, if the outside looks like that, could you imagine what the inside looks like?
Now, yeah, well, it's funny because there was 2 things that I never had on my bucket list, but upon having had them happen, I was like, you know what? It is kind of freaking cool to roll into a town with my face on the side of the bus. I'd be lying if I said I didn't like it. And the other thing was we ended up in a little town called Miller, Missouri. And they threw a hootenanny, and to say that I've now been a part of hootenanny, where we had police escorts into town, and these kids were really fired up, and I got to lead a little like dance party warm up for these kids.
Yeah.
And we were party rocking with the whole town.
Translate hootenanny into West Coast lingo for us.
I'd like to, but I can't. I just you have to experience it to understand. Not something that you describe.
Do you wave your hat in the air and shake a hanky and shoot a shotgun in the air? And Wait. Scott Wikipedia. War, our research department, has pulled up the definition of a hootenanny. Scott?
I think this may be a little too long.
I still don't know what I experienced out there.
It says, hootenanny is an Appalachian colloquialism that was used in early 20th century America to refer to things whose names were forgotten or unknown.
Well,
anyways,
well, you can
indication of how physically exhausted I am. I didn't even have the energy to tell you to raise your game there.
It's synonymous with thingamajig or whatchamacallit.
There you go, from the same place. I suggest you go to urbandictionary.com and find out what hootenanny is.
Actually, it says hootenanny was also an old country word for party.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Commonly is referred to folk music party.
So if you roll into town with your mug about 9 feet tall and about 6 feet wide, you are definitely in for a hootenanny. I mean, that's how they start. Hey, Jimmy Dean, how many miles is it, so we don't have to Google it and check it out, how many miles is it from Chicago to
Santa Monica?
According to the Google mapping that we did initially, it's about 2,448 is the number that came up a few times. Once you've got people like me and Ray Sanchez on the crew who've made a number of wrong turns, we've probably added at least 40 or 50 more miles. So we can round it up to 2,500 with the running that we're doing at the assemblies and health expos that we're doing, and then the wrong turns that led us through some, you know, interesting parts of Chicago right off the bat.
So, Jimmy Dean, how can we follow your progress, and how can we get involved from home?
There are a number of different sites that you can check out. First and foremost, runitforward.cc. That's kind of the homepage and the mothership. Run It Forward has a Facebook page. So if you Facebook search Run It Forward, twitter.com/runitforward. And then each one of the runners, we're all tweeting our own, you know, Instagram photos and funny anecdotes and experiences along the way. You know, yesterday, for example, I was running with one of the physical therapists, and a mile into the run, we came across a wild turtle, like trying to book it across the road, you know, this tiny little turtle. And I'd seen a number of roadkill turtles and roadkill armadillos and roadkill snakes. And I've seen more roadkill in 2 days on this trip than my entire life combined. And almost became roadkill one day, just outside of Cuba, Missouri. I almost got hit by a guy that tried to pass somebody in a double lane. Mm. And I didn't even know what happened until the side view mirror was about 6 inches from my arm. But it's been interesting. With this turtle, we picked it up and we ran it to the side of the road and sent it on its way. And there's a lot of little moments that make up a big picture. And it's just too much to process. I think it's going to take about 6 months to disseminate all the information.
Well, Jimmy, now you know what you were eating for appetizers at the Hootenanny.
Yeah.
Roadkill?
It's true. It was hot dogs, but it was made out of all sorts of other stuff.
So I'm going to get back to a detail, Jimmy, because I'm curious. Do you run 8 miles at a shot? Do you do the full marathon? What's the best strategy, or what's worked best for you for this longevity? Little pieces or one big bite?
We all did a marathon right out of the gate, essentially. And we realized that waiting for each other in a two- or three-runner team, because we go in shifts, that it takes a long time to wait for somebody to do a marathon as they deteriorate towards the second and third section of that run. So then we started breaking it up into half marathons and doing a couple half marathons at a time. And then, you know, we'd have an 18-mile day, and we'd break it up into 2 9-milers. Today, in this 96-degree heat, Sim and I are a two-person team planning to do 5-mile legs. And if he gets to 5 miles and he feels really good, he'll do 7.5 to break up. We have 30 miles to do between us as we work our way into New Mexico. So we're about to cross into our sixth state. We're running right now from the top part, that little tip of Texas. We're closing in on that western border of Texas and the eastern border of New Mexico, working our way towards Albuquerque. And Sim looks great right now. He's, you know, cruising away, chipping away at it.
How is your body feeling, Jimmy? How are your knees, ankles, all the parts that make you move down the road?
Well, you know, I can't believe how I feel, because I've had a tough couple of months training-wise and health-wise. I've been injured and sick and dealing with low back problems. And a few weekends ago, I ran the Miwok 100K, and I almost feel like I kind of woke my legs back up in that race. Gave myself a week recovery from Miwok to the beginning of this trip and kind of kept it pretty low key. And then I've been breaking it up into shorter sections in my pace. I haven't been pushing the effort and intensity very much. I've been kind of trying to keep it low key, but each day I've been kind of getting a little bit faster. So I can only say that between the support crews that we have out here and the physical therapist, that's what keeps us going. I mean, when all you have to do is step out of the car and run a few miles, and they're handing you water bottles and keeping you fed. I was walking out of the bus to go to our shift, and one of the moms, Michelle, walked up and handed me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. She's like, "You haven't eaten enough. Take this with you." Mm. So we're being really well taken care of. I mean, it's not as glamorous as it sounds. It's certainly like, it's been a very rough, challenging, exhausting trip, and the lack of sleep definitely gets you. But when the focus of this is the kids that we're helping, and mm-hmm. we're going to some pretty poor areas, both urban poor and rural poor, and a lot of these schools are 100% food stamps. Mm-hmm. You know, these kids, some of them are only eating at school, and they go home from school on Friday, and they don't eat a square meal again until Monday at school again. This last school a couple of days ago, I heard that it's one of the highest percentage of kids that enroll in summer school, because if the kids don't go to summer school, they won't eat. So it's eye-opening. And to see it all firsthand, it's on one hand, it's really hard to see. And on another hand, we're coming in and we're, you know, giving them, you know, an idea and some hope. And a lot of the kids, and even more surprisingly, the parents, come up and they say, "Why are you here? Why did you come to us?" You know, I heard this quite a few times in Miller, Missouri, and they said, "Why Miller? Why did you come here?" And it breaks your heart on one hand to hear people think that they're, you know, secondary or not important. And, you know, doing one of these events, we're able to boost their spirits and say, you know, there's an activity that you can do that will help things, you know, move along a little bit more. And one of the PE teachers came to us after this event in Miller and said, "You got some kids to run today that we haven't been able to get to participate in PE in 2-3 years. So it's gratifying, but it's not enough. And, you know, I encourage everybody that gets a chance to listen to this to go to the Run It Forward page. And you can, as I said, go through the Twitter, go through the Facebook, find the donation link and donate. And, you know, help us put this program in more schools, because it's the beginning of planting a seed that can help inspire positive change. And these kids, they're our future. They're the ones that are going to be taking care of us when we're too old to take care of ourselves.
Well, right on, Jimmy Dean. We appreciate you joining us and taking a bit out of your event. We'd like to be able to check back in with you. We'll follow you on Twitter. We'll follow you on your Facebook and keep up with the daily. But certainly want to get a report back here at on the podcast and get your impressions once you get some more miles down the road.
Yeah, and as you guys know, I'm a bit of a social media evangelist. So hit the Twitter site / Coach Jimmy Dean, and I'm putting up a bunch of photos and stories and an occasional video here and there.
I've been following, and I really appreciate it. I feel kind of like I'm right there with you guys on Route 66, except for I'm not working as hard.
Yeah, and you guys hit the YouTube. Bryson Roach is our videographer, and he's putting up a video almost every day, and there's some really entertaining stuff. I think if you hit YouTube and search Run It Forward and or Bryson Roach, you will get to see some of those videos, and there's some pretty hilarious stuff, and there's a couple that are really inspiring. One of the health expos that we did, they show the kids running around, and it's why we're doing it.
All right, Jimmy, because right here's what I picture right now. You're inside of a car. Your partner that's running is in 96-degree humid heat, and you have the air conditioner.
97 now, actually. 90... Just one up degree.
And you have the air conditioning blowing your hair back, and you have an ice-cold drink in your hand. So maybe we should be fair and let you get out there and tag team with them.
Yeah, you know, the air conditioning is not on. A little bad water trick is to not turn the air conditioning on and have your body go into shock when you go from a cold car to hot air. So I'm prepping for my first miles today, and Sim's got about 1.3 miles to go, and then I will jump out of the car and start hammering away my miles, and Sim will jump in the car and take a little bit of break. He'll get something to drink, and I'll finish up and do the same.
Sounds like fun. Wish I was there.
We wish you guys were here too, but you are. You're along with us on the journey by supporting the cause and spreading the word. And we have a little game where we say you high-five us. If you only have $5 to donate, send it in. Every little bit counts. And $5 goes a long way out here.
All right. We'll link it to the site.
Have a good run.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Talk to you guys
safe.
Later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. Tell me close our eyes for good.